need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
What happened to the commercial? Where's the music? Oh, I can't hear anything. Oh, shoot, I thought he turned them on. I was thinking, why don't I hear anything? Oh, my goodness. I didn't have my headsets on. Okay, I'm back. Should we do it again? No, we're not allowed. You see, even the mistress of the airwaves has a master, and that is my chief engineer, who says, I must go, and so I am here. Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your baby girly girl, your St. Patty's Day leprechaun, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, and your mistress of the airwaves. And we are riding those airwaves here on Radio Suzy One, on the World Wide Web. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation, broadcasting from the new speakeasy here in the soul of downtown LA. And if you're listening to me live right now, well, it's almost spring. Almost primavera. Almost St. Patty's Day. A time to get lucky. A time to chase snakes. Actually, St. Patrick chased the snakes away, but I kind of like snakes myself, all different kinds. Non-poisonous, of course. So, snakes, agua. Time to go green, ecological, save the bonobos, save yourself, save sex. Sex is the essence of life, the trick we play on death, the last gasp, the eternal flame. The goddess rising up from the foamy sea. Sex is the essence of life, and sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And we can talk about your sexual fantasies, fetishes, pleasures, politics, problems. And the pleasure we all get from talking about your problems. And if you want to call me, you can call me toll free if you're here in the U.S. And Canada, I think, can also call that number. That's 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. Don't be late. Actually, the show is starting a little early tonight, and I'm a little discombobulated, but it's all good. And at the moment, I am guestless also. I have a guest coming supposedly later, but we don't know. Could be just you and me. And if you're out there in Paris or Afghanistan, Pakistan, pick up the phone and call me. You can't call toll-free then. It's 213-670-0066. That's right, I got three sixes in my number. 213-670-0066. And, you know, some people think I'm the devil. And maybe for some I'm a little angel. I'm human, I'm bonobo. I am woman. Hear me chat. So anyways, we're going to get your calls, but I'm going to draft some people from the audience into my broadcast area. Let's see. I'm going to go with people who aren't like gesturing at me in weird ways. So how about Christina? Please, you win a seat at the table. Yes, come forward and tell us how you're doing, how Irish you are. You have a very sexy outfit on. Yes, I do think so. It's a sexy outfit. It's glittering. Yeah, show it off. Yeah, very nice. Okay, and have a seat. And can you put your headsets on and get yourself up there? Yes, that's right. We need a little help with our technology here. And, of course, I have right here in my studio while Christina is getting ready, Chief Engineer Prince Max. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good.
Doing great, actually.
I'm sorry I started late and my headphones weren't on.
No, I understand.
I thought you were going to turn them on somehow.
No. And, you should have had them turned on.
I should have had them turned on because I'm, you know, a little...
Anyway, it's fine.
Slow. And then we have Bran Dillio. Hello, Bran. Bran is there. He has no mic, but he is he's working. He's on Blog Talk Radio, where we are, and Twitter.
And live stream.
And let's not forget Dr. Susan Block
and
all these other
that's
people.
That's the one that
I don't give a shit
that
about.
We're going to give the grand climax of announcements to, which is drsusanblock.com. And actually, the shortcut to listen to the radio show is drsuzyb.com/5. That's drsuzyb.com/5.
Or go to Dr. Susan Block and hit radio.
You can also do that.
And it'll get you right there.
All right. So, hello, Christina.
Hello.
Hold it.
We have to hear her mic.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm green.
Very green.
I'm into the green tonight. Do you have any Irish in you?
A little bit.
On St. Patty's Day, you do.
Of course.
Right. That enables you to get
lucky
green martinis. Right. And lucky. Right. Are you a lucky girl?
I'm very lucky.
How are you lucky? Are you lucky in love or lucky in lust?
I'm lucky in all of those, and yeah, in the experiences.
That's my phone.
What
people
is that?
Are calling me during the show, I guess. I don't know. That's my phone. But I shouldn't answer that. I'm doing a radio show, right? It's like that song Telephone, right? Have you seen Gaga? Telephone, like the telephone's
with
ringing,
honey,
and,
with
and
honey
you're
bee.
Dancing, and you want to dance, or you're in jail, and you're trying to have a fight, and your telephone is ringing. People are blowing up my phone. It must be Tiger Woods. So, how have you been lucky in lust lately? Think about that.
I have to sneak a guy into the house.
You have to what?
I had to sneak a guy into the house.
You had to sneak a guy into the
house. I did.
And you did that successfully?
Well, my friend said that she saw him and she was kind of scared because she was just like, I saw this big monster walking by.
A monster, not just a guy, but a monster.
Yeah.
You snuck a monster into the house. How big was he?
He was average. He was all right.
So your friend is just... scared of average guys, calls them monsters.
Yeah.
And so you snuck this guy into the house to have. She's a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like 20.
Oh, that's not so little. But that's young, right?
Yeah.
And so you were sneaking a guy into the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, can I ask, like, what kind of house? A house of ill repute, the house you live in.
No, this was my aunt's house.
Your
aunt's
house.
She wasn't there at the time. She went to church.
Your aunt. The plot is thickening. Your aunt went to church. Is she Irish?
She's a little Irish.
She is.
Yeah, she's more than I am. See, I'm mixed with their blood.
Right. You're a mix of all different species and things and feelings.
Yes.
And cultures.
And cultures.
As more and more people
genders.
Are. And then there's that. I didn't say it. But now that you did the reveal, you took this guy home. Was this a guy you knew?
Yeah.
And did he know about you and your mixed up-ness?
Yeah, he did.
You think?
Yeah.
You snuck him in? I mean, did you have sex with him?
Well, we kind of had sex.
Describe.
Well, I like my boobage, you know, kind of played with.
So he played with your boobage.
Too. Yeah.
You have very nice boobage. I've seen it.
Thank you.
I played with it.
You have.
Yeah.
And then I asked him to go down on me, but slowly.
But
he took his time. Yeah, he took his sweet ass time to do it.
But then, of course, if he went down on you, I mean, that takes at least some of the mystery away.
With what?
Well, with your mixed upness of genderness.
You think?
Going down on you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gotta sit down now. I think, yes, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't going down on you, like, that's the answer. That's, I mean, at least it reveals that you are a mix of genders.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think I meant?
I don't know.
Well, because, I mean, you're so feminine, you're such a girl, and then I would imagine a guy going down on you would then go, okay, well, there's something else here.
What am I doing?
There's a girl with something extra, right?
You know, it's pretty scary. I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard today, and these guys were, like, smoking cigarettes in front of me, and I don't like the smell of it, like, on my hair.
Yeah.
So I walked around it, and the guy stands, like, in front of me with the cigarette. He's like, why are you walking away from me? And I said, get away from me with the cigarette. I said, I can't. That's what I'm getting away from you for. He's all like, why are you giving me all that attitude? It was very, very awkward moment on Hollywood Boulevard.
On Hollywood Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
Is the cigarette supposed to represent something in the conversation?
No, I just didn't want to smell like him.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
But you came here, where you'll probably smell like cigarettes if you stay
different.
Near the bar. Okay. So do you like surprising people?
Depends if it's going to get me in trouble or not.
Right.
And I have to know.
How do you suss that out?
I guess I just go by the gut feeling.
The gut feeling.
Yeah.
Well, that, you got to. You can't. I mean, you can't do a survey. You can't go by anything scientific when you're with a guy. I suppose we're talking about a guy. Because if you're with a girl, the girl probably would go, "Oh,
that's nice."
Unless it's a real bull dyke girl that really isn't into that. I don't know, but I would think guys would have more of an issue. So,
I haven't had that happen, thankfully. Like, it hasn't been, like...
I can understand why.
Yeah.
You're just so appealing.
Yeah. I mean, I have this look that when I look at them, you know, I'm kind of like, come on, like...
Don't make such a big deal.
Exactly. Don't make such a big deal. And, like, you know, I kind of try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, come on, you knew.
You knew, right.
Yeah, so that it won't be so awkward for them and feel like, oh, you know, you try to fool me. Because I don't try to fool people, you know. But it just tends to, it either tends to just happen naturally or they do it to themselves. But
well,
I enjoy it.
I can see that, you know, and I'm asking you this, and I know it's a little awkward, but I'm not smoking a cigarette in your face, but
you
I think it helps people that are out there, you know, who are transgendered, who you know, might have a little problem with introductions of different parts of themselves.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Yes, we do. Jeffrey in Dallas, Texas. Wants to know the best way to approach a woman about a foot fetish. We had a call like this last week. Is this
the
same guy? I'm wondering. Let's see. Jeffrey. Jeffrey is on line one. Hey, Deborah. Can we speak with Jeffrey, please? Yes. DBDBD. Jeffrey? Well, while I'm waiting, maybe I'll check my cell phone messages. Oh, there he is. Okay, so Jeffrey, hello. Woo! Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. Did I talk to you on this show last week?
Yeah.
I did. Okay. Well, we gave you a lot of good ideas last week for how to deal with your foot fetish.
Have you tried any?
One of them, but it's like, I don't know, it helps me when I talk about it.
It helps you when you talk about it? Yeah. That sounds like you're just not menstruating. No, it sounds like you're masturbating. Are you masturbating?
No.
No? Really? Just
Why
helps
not?
You to talk about it, huh? But you didn't actually follow any of the advice?
At the club last week.
Since last week, right. You're supposed to take a girl hiking or dancing and then, you know.
I do it besides, I want to do more.
Yes, I know you want to do more, but you have to start somewhere. Right?
Yeah, of course.
So you don't want to start with a massage, Jeffrey?
It depends on the mood. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Not always, though.
Uh-huh. Well, then you're going to be less likely to be able to get a foot in your mouth. Right? You got to do a massage first, I think. Unless you're really good looking and you just are very charming, and I'm not hearing tons of that over the airwaves here. Just trying to help. Jeffrey.
It sounded like you didn't want me to call.
Excuse me?
I said it sounded like you didn't want me to call.
No, I did want you to call, but I'm disappointed that you didn't try any of our advice.
I told you I tried one.
Oh, what'd you try?
Tell us.
The massage.
You did try the massage. Okay.
Yeah.
On who? Or whom?
This female I met at my job.
A woman you met at your job?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you do before the massage? How did you get to the massage?
Does he sell shoes?
Jeffrey, I can hardly hear you.
And she was like, what are you going to school for? And I told her that. And she's like, I want one. And I was like, can I give it to you where I want to? And she's like, yeah. And she was like, she like them there anyway. So I hooked her up, you know.
Could you hear Jeffrey, Christina? You could hear him. I can't hear him in
here. I can hear him very, very lightly.
Yeah, I can't really hear. You hear him loud and clear. So translate, Prince Max. What did the...
I want him to yell
What did
me.
He say?
He tried some of the advice he... Got a woman that is at work, and what else happened, Jeffrey?
Well, I heard that part.
Okay, well, that's what he said.
You got a woman at work, but...
She went to the movie first, and then I took her home. I mean, she was sore from work. And we started talking about, I don't know how we got on the subject, college and everything.
College.
I told her I was going to school for massage therapy.
Oh, you told her you were going to school for massage therapy. I got you.
Right. Well, I plan on doing that, but like in 2 months.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, then you're going to totally get into the massage thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Jeffrey. That's my man. That's my foot man. You're going to learn how to give togasms, Jeffrey. Learn that shiatsu.
Nice.
That pressure. That's good. I'm proud of you. So, even though you said you don't really want to do it, that... You're not always in the mood. At least you're going to learn how. So that when you get to that point where you're in the mood and you got a nice foot in your hand, you know what to do. Well, I think he already knows what to do once it's in his mouth. So you massage this girl's feet? Did you do that?
Yeah.
And did you get to go a little farther than just the massage?
No, something told me not to. I just
played
my cards right, you know?
Oh. Well, no wonder you feel like you're a little frustrated. You felt like she didn't want any more than that?
No, I didn't want her to have to tell me that, you know? If she did, I kind of wanted to keep it at that, though. Just so she could want more.
Okay. Well, you know, caution is not usually a bad idea. So, are you going to get back with this woman?
Something like that. Not right now, though.
Not right now. Well, right now you're here. All right. Well, you should get back with her. You've already, gone to first base in Feetland.
Yeah.
You got to go from the piggy that went to market to the piggy that went all the way home. Home being your mouth, right? Home run. Anyway, you do that, and I would say let us know what happens, but...
Yeah, masturbate on our foot and call us next week.
Whoa. Ah!
What was that?
No, we didn't lose him. I think... Yeah. Oh, he hung up. I thought... Oh, you didn't touch him. All right. Okay, well, so much
he was
for...
really boring.
He was quite boring. He was a little more exciting last week when, you know, he just told us he had a foot fetish and that was it. And
now it's like, I still have a foot fetish.
Yeah, I still have a foot fetish. Okay. So...
I have a foot fetish, actually.
Well, actually, he was saying a lot of things, but he mumbled a lot. That was, I thought, the problem. Hard to hear and a mumbler. Probably had a foot in his mouth while he was talking on the air. That's what I think. I think he was sucking on toes or some kind of facsimile.
It sounded like he was
like fake toes, like some guys have a pocket.
The guy's from Texas, you know? So you keep, what are you going to do?
Didn't sound like he was from
Texas.
He
keeps a gun under his pillow.
Right, that's right.
I think Auntie Deborah wants to say something, so come on.
Come on to the microphone.
Yeah, I hear her mouthing to me. I don't actually hear. I'm just seeing her mouth.
Somebody help her with the headsets and stuff?
Yeah.
A lot of guys mumble.
A lot of guys mumble.
I have a real problem doing therapy.
No. But then there...
Can somebody help her with headsets and stuff?
No.
Here, take that one, yeah.
Would you like some agua?
No. That's all fucked up. That headset's all fucked up. There we go. Okay, now, hold on. Whoa.
To getting lucky.
Okay, here we go.
It's a male thing. Men
mumbling?
Men mumble.
And
it's a real problem doing therapy because
what
I can't...
What the fuck do women do?
A lot of times I can't hear... No, women are much more distinct in their speech.
You told
than
me that
women.
I mumbled before, Auntie Deborah. Wait.
But men mumble even more.
Well, women are very, very concerned about communication.
They are. Is it right brain or left brain? Which one is it?
I think it's all the brains.
Yeah.
You know, including the brain in our little finger. We're detail-oriented, and we like to enunciate. Now, of course, men can learn to enunciate and be radio announcers, and then they're just amazing, and they get all the girls they want.
But among the general population, it's really deplorable.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Can somebody
it's a
fix
scandal.
The microphone? It's got to go up a little bit.
Oh.
No.
You all need to take diction classes. How
just
else are you going to get laid?
Just the front.
Oh.
Up a little bit.
It's really scandalous. It's part of the...
Thank you.
Sad comment on the times we live in.
The times we live in?
Yeah.
You don't think this is
mumbling.
Kind of a gender thing, that men are mumblers in general?
No,
men are mumblers. It's true.
No, wait a minute. The reason that men are mumblers
Why?
Is because they have a member, a friend between their legs, who's saying, don't make a fucking fool of yourself. Okay?
So
you better mumble.
So then
don't stick me in your mouth. Right. Is that what your friend is saying?
So they're
That's
mumbling.
What the friend
they're
is saying,
going,
you know?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What the fuck are you
what
doing?
Are you doing?
Don't say that. Oh. Stop saying that. That's what their friend says.
Oh.
And then they wind up mumbling.
Oh, they mumble. Anyway, it's a real problem. It's a real problem.
I really think it's just because men don't really care about talking so much. Women care about, you know.
It's good. I don't want to talk to them either. I don't. I just want to.
Some men, when you have one, you can have wonderful. Max, for example, is a wonderful conversationalist.
Right.
Talk about anything.
Mm-hmm. But he's a radio man.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, these radio men can always talk.
But let me say this.
They're from Nebraska, you know that?
Yeah. But he used to be shy.
I used to mumble, and I actually had to go to speech classes to learn. How to not mumble.
Yes.
Why?
A guy, a client of mine, who was a terrible mumbler, and actually still is. I talked to him the other day, and I told him to go to Toastmasters, because he wants to meet women, and, you know, he doesn't really want to learn to enunciate. He doesn't want to learn to speak, but I told him he should.
Regardless of what you say, it sounds better when you add some expression to it and you enunciate clearly. You can be talking total bullshit. And it still
True.
Comes out as sexy if you put some drama and enunciation into your speech. And men should learn that. Well, they get laid a lot more if they would.
They should, and some of them do, and those are the ones that get lucky.
Yeah.
But
see,
in all,
is what you make it.
In all fairness,
go to
make your own luck. Yeah, go to Testmasters.
Yeah, that.
It's very intimidating for some people to get up in front of a group, though. And
yeah, but they should.
But that's
do
what
that.
You have
that's
to do.
That's what they should
that's
learn
what
how
I
to
that.
Do.
That's what you did. Yeah.
I did it at Santa Monica City
College. Now you don't give a fuck anymore.
40 years ago, now
public speaking
I fucking
class.
Talk.
About anything, right?
Now I wish this guy would fucking shut up. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all right, though. I'm not shutting up.
No, that we know.
We don't want you to much.
Impossible.
And nobody can out-yell me. Yeah, ask Mark.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And when he yells, he enunciates.
Yeah.
He does not mumble when he yells.
No, I don't. Do not mumble.
No. No mumbling here.
That's it's like the French that you can do. You can say anything you want. Nothing's off bounds, unless you bore us.
Mm.
You know.
That's
and
right.
If you mumble. By
c'est
definition.
Oui,
c'est terrible. C'est indefensable.
Yeah. But it is.
Anybody speaking French and calling? Call us at, what is the number?
One. Let's see.
We have a new magic.
Because we're sitting around.
Magic zero, jack-off zero, number, no. too. A magic jack-off.
A what? Is there a jack-off
magic
number?
Magic jack number.
1-866-289-7068. Is
call
not
us.
Our magic jack number,
no.
But it's a magic jack-off number. It's our toll-free number, 1-866-289-7068.
My favorite four-letter word. Free.
Freak?
Free.
Oh, free.
Free.
Yeah.
Four letters, F-R-E.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm.
So, but you brought up a very good subject. Most people in society do not know how to use their voices. Okay? They don't.
I know.
Because they haven't learned.
I think more people on the West Coast than the East Coast. East Coasters are more interested in verbal communication because it's cold and they need to get across their point quickly.
Whereas
everybody in California is like laid back and mumbling.
Amen.
And also, we all speak different languages here. So it doesn't really matter whether you enunciate because people can't understand you anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Talk to my
people
landlord.
Are lazy. Right. But East Coast, they enunciate more.
The East Coast girls are
here. Huh? East Coast girls enunciate.
They certainly do.
Mm-hmm. So, have you gotten lucky lately?
I got lucky this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I did too. I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I know that somebody else at the table got lucky this morning.
I got lucky.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Hell, man.
I actually pinged about it. And got quite a bit of response.
About what happened this
morning?
Well,
I said I had a hot dog orgasm, I think. Yeah, something like that. And people were saying, was it Nathan's or Dodger Dog's? Was it Oscar Mayer Wiener or Foot Long?
Was this part of the new...
can we talk about that?
Part of the new illiterati?
No, that's the mumblers, the illiterati.
The new illiterati.
Mm. That's Max's perception now, that there's... a lot of people on the internet that can't write.
Do you know
or
what
spell.
Or spell. And he calls them now the new illiterati. Anyway.
I don't know what's so new about it. It's been with us since
time. I'll tell you what's new about it is that people would keep their bad spelling
to themselves
in the past more. And now, people use... They don't use spell
check. No, some people don't even use spell check.
Oh, that's because...
Before they do.
They
that's
go on the internet, they blog like crazy.
That's because blogging has its own spelling. Because you want to compress your character.
No, that I'm totally
you know
cool
about that.
With. I don't know about every little condensation, but...
You know about everything.
Thank you, Auntie.
You too. You're right on top of everything. You are information central.
No, people are just spelling words wrong.
I'll be right back.
Oh,
okay.
Where are you going? You're going to go pee?
She's
going
to
go get some slams.
She's probably going to have some sex.
Sex? You're going to have sex? Some more
no,
what?
Okay.
With who knows who?
Oh, look at her.
Okay, she does look hot.
Isn't she hot?
Thank you.
She is always hot, but sometimes she looks hotter than other times.
You should. I wish that she would perform the number that she did when I saw her do it. She's,
what kind of number?
She choreographed a number too. I don't remember the song. We should drag her back here and ask her about it.
Okay.
I don't know if I think it was filmed.
So it's a dance. It's not something she can sing.
This is radio, Auntie Deborah.
It was lip-synced to a it's a popular song.
Well, this
and
is something.
She was terrific.
Okay.
She was absolutely terrific.
Well, we're going to have to see her do that after the radio show.
Yes.
But right now, this is
radio. Radio.
Enunciate. Okay, so I have someone in the audience who is the winner of our erotic fantasy contest on the blog. Speaking of blogs, I have a blog, of course, in which I try to enunciate. And
I also have a blog.
Yes, you do.
It's called Blowing
Your
Nose.
And I just had a fantasy contest, and I think she's shy or something.
No, she's not shy.
So we have
shy.
To give her a mask. I don't know what.
No, what
she's mouthing. People shouldn't mouth to me when I've got headphones
Could somebody find out, interpret
but she should come
what's going on?
Here and come to a microphone and accept her winnings.
Yes. This is it.
And this is Shari. Shari Baby.
Shari Baby.
Yeah, she's been dubbed Shari Baby by
now, this
her
is,
fans
this, she,
on the blog.
And she is not one of the new illiterati.
No,
she is
very
actually
literate.
Very literate.
Very literate.
Which is very exciting.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One. Well, she's got to get her microphone
ready.
Yeah,
she's getting her microphone.
Okay.
You sound very sexy, Dr.
Well,
Suzy.
So do you.
Oh, thank
there
you.
You go. You enunciate very nicely.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous. This is my first radio show.
But always remember that the opposite side of the coin of nervousness is excitement.
Mm. My nipples are hard.
There you go. Can we see it?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, would you like an agua? Tonight. Would you like a drink?
I think I shall.
Yes. This is our St. Patrick's drink, of course. This is, you know how absinthe is the green fairy?
Yes.
Makes the heart go front.
This
great
is
things.
The green elf. Okay, agua, the green elf. There you go.
Thank you.
Now,
that's the FTM
thank
part.
Thank you so much.
You really should lick it off of, you should lick some salt off of.
Okay, where would you put
well,
the salt?
Is that like
on my shoulder?
Like having a tequila or something.
Okay. Oh.
Auntie Deborah, do you want some agua?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, I got licked
you.
By the contest winner. I'm excited. The prince is smiling.
Mm.
Okay, now you drink it.
Mm, that's very good.
I'm all happy.
Oh, my.
Nice, huh?
Yeah. Where's that vibrator when I need one?
You know, actually you have a prize.
Oh
here's
sweet.
A vibrator that, this is the, actually the Radio Suzy One vibrator.
Oh, right. It looks, has that been used?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
but you
well,
let me clean it off for you.
Well, I'll just vibrate my knee. How about that?
Okay. Well, you can vibrate on the outside.
Well,
you know, vibrating on the outside feels really good.
It does.
It's got strong vibrations.
It does.
They just go right through those jeans.
They do.
Know?
They do. And they are tight, so it does feel good.
Oh, my goodness.
So, which is why I like to wear tight jeans. I do, because then it rubs on my clit, and then it makes the day better, you know.
Right.
When your clit is engorged and throbbing, doesn't it make your day better?
I've always thought so. Yeah. Engorged and throbbing.
Can't disagree with that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I like? Do you actually go to work with your clit engorged and throbbing?
You know, I have something I do every morning with my pocket rocket. Every morning after the gym, I get situated I turn on a little porn.
Mm. Every morning. This is at what time in the morning?
This is about 7 a.m. This
wow,
is
that's
yes.
Early.
This is right after the shower.
Never heard of it. 7 a.m. What the hell?
Yes,
is
you know. Well, I go
morning
to the,
porn.
That's right. I go to the gym at 5.
Yeah, I get like a guy. Wake up with a hard on.
I get all pumped up.
Right.
Especially there are certain machines that when you press against the seat,
yes.
You know, it stimulates you.
Oh,
so
I
get very hot.
Yeah.
And then I go home, turn on a little porn. Then I get my pocket rocket.
Any particular type
what
of porn?
What kind of porn?
Do you like to watch just guys doing girls, or do you like something
well,
else?
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because over the years, the porn has changed.
Ah.
Yes, yes. It's become a little violent lately.
Really?
Actually, yes. It's not, you know, I used to like to watch women together, very sweet
soft.
And sexy.
Now you're into rape fantasy.
Well, yeah, gangbangs, orgies,
wow.
choking. Yeah, yeah it's
wow.
getting more exciting.
Porn is like drugs,
yeah.
you know, you
yeah.
get stronger and stronger.
Well, you become a little desensitized.
Mm.
Well, what do you think, Aunt
Deborah? I like it. I like that too. I like the rough stuff.
Yeah. Have you seen yourself change in what you like?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
You used to be into sweet little wedding porn, and now you're into gangbang.
Well, hardly. I don't think. No, wedding porn. I yeah. that one. But no, the violent stuff and being overpowered. And
yeah.
I've come across a couple of sites, you know, come inside me kind of.
Nice.
And
with
the girl,
seen that one.
And there's a series where the girl is supposedly expecting for the guy to pull out and shoot off on her tits and her face.
Nice.
And he stays inside and, you know,
I'm blushing.
Knocks her up because, of course, all of these girls, none of these girls are on the pill. Knock up. Is that the genre? Knock up porn?
Well, I think I just coined that, but I'm sure there is.
I like
it. Knock up porn.
I think it's.
Because I hear that.
I think it's
hot. Very common fantasy.
And I found, the other night, I found veggie porn.
It's a different genre.
Vegetarians who do porn.
Doing it with cucumbers.
All right.
I have to think about that one. I think it's that's really obscene. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I thought that was fucking yourself.
Disgusting.
I'm not sure I could do that. But
doing it with a vegetable,
and I thought about unprotected sex.
That's interspecies porn. You
well, actually, do you know that it's actually illegal in California
to copulate with a vegetable?
With a cucumber or a banana or any of those things.
It's illegal. You serious?
I'm serious.
Well, it's illegal to do it on camera.
On camera.
Right.
Are you serious?
Can you cite me chapter and verse? No, I got to see that one.
It's part of the 12 or 16 rules.
Were they on drugs when they passed that law?
Probably.
Wow.
Or they had a banana up their ass or something.
Wow.
I mean, talk about, you know, violating the laws of nature.
Right.
I have a client who's Irish, by the way.
Mm.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Ellen Goblin.
And he regularly goes to hotels, you know, for business. He is a very devout Catholic father of three. And
we got to talk about the Pope.
He has
tonight.
A beautiful wife. And then he goes to these hotels, and he basically sticks shaving cream cans, shampoo bottles, or hair dryers up
which
his ass.
Which is not illegal.
Okay. Did you hear the punchline?
Yeah.
Up his ass.
Right.
Okay. Now, one night, he didn't have any shampoo bottle or shaving cream can or anything. And so I told him to order a cucumber from downstairs and, you know, from room service. And he did. And
now you're an accessory to a felony.
I guess so. Because I made him, you know, first they brought it to him sliced up.
Oh.
You know, of course.
I said, they would.
No, you have to call the guy back and tell him, no, that's not the right way to do it.
With vinegar, yeah.
Right? I want it whole. And so everybody knew.
Wow.
But he didn't get arrested.
The secret is out.
And then let me just say this about this client. He's a very normal guy, as Susan was saying. And his father-in-law owns one of the biggest insurance companies in the United States and the world.
God bless.
And I won't mention that insurance company.
Okay. No, we will not.
Three letters starts with A.
Yes.
Wow. Interesting. Well, you just never know about people, huh?
You just don't. It's amazing. You know, you can't tell.
I would say you do know that often, you know, when the more conservative someone is, probably the more kinky they are.
Mm.
Hi, Dane.
Oh,
yeah. Look, Dane Cross is here.
Oh,
hey.
Here.
He's in a suit and everything. You look like you came from some awards dinner or maybe you were out just trying to get lucky, so you thought you'd wear a tie.
I love that.
Yeah.
Can you do those tricks?
I can, but not as good as the guy.
Get him a deck of cards. Let's see if
You want to see if he can deal?
He's got one. Wait a second.
No, I don't have any.
He's just feeling his nipples.
I'm just feeling
Hey, Dane.
Hi.
Happy St. Patty's Day. I mean, it's not yet,
okay,
but
good.
It will be.
Don't scare me like that. It's coming up.
It's coming up. You know, it's daylight savings time, and it's everything is coming faster and faster.
Daylight savings. That means we lose.
Already over,
we lose an hour tonight.
We're gonna lose an hour. We're gonna leap forward.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Susan, I think we should give our award. I'm gonna do a
we're
commercial.
Yeah, we give our award. Okay. Actually, and let's give our award now before the commercial, or
right before the commercial.
Before
yes,
the
please.
Commercial. Okay, Shari, baby. Is the winner of our erotic fantasy contest on the Blog Me. Yeah. Congratulations, Shari.
Thank you, Dr. Susan.
And I want to add that she wrote the nastiest fucking stories you could ever believe.
Wildest.
But very literate.
What is wrong with
very
you?
Literate.
Very literate.
Very
she
well
spelled
written.
Everything right.
Everything spelled right.
And yet... Very kinky, very
nice. Handwriting counts too, you know?
And, and also there was quality and quantity.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good ones out there.
A lot,
in fact, some that were written by people here at the speaker.
Congratulations.
No, don't go away.
Wait.
wait, you have to open it here and describe what you get.
Tell us what it is.
This is the promotional moment. Don't just walk
sorry.
Away
I
with
thought,
your bag.
I thought I was...
No, we're not
done with
sorry.
You. Yeah.
I was just making room for
I know, you're so
modest. We're going to make room.
We want to milk you a little.
We're going to mumble a little.
Oh, my God, Dr. Susie, you have no idea how excited I am.
I'd like to
so
masturbate myself on
what, you. What did you win?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, this is the best. Dr. Susan Block's Weimar Love. And I have a
hot
feeling.
Hot sex in pre-Nazi Berlin.
Oh, God,
could it
I
get
wish,
any
I wish
better?
I could have been there.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's a great
Deutsch, you know.
Oh, my God. This is great.
You'll
congratulations.
Enjoy it. It's got some porn in it,
yes.
But also some history.
Well,
quite a bit of history.
I like the history because I'm Jewish, and so I
the actors in that are Weimaraners, you know.
They're okay.
You know, before the Nazis swept in, a lot of Jews owned these wild, amazing strip clubs.
I had no idea.
They were
Jews
usually
that
not
way.
The strippers. I'm not sure why, but they did own the clubs.
Well, they have a tendency to accumulate, right, businesses and
businesses,
money.
Businesses, different
and,
kinds
right?
of businesses.
Entrepreneurial.
Jews do that.
And in Weimar times, of course, this was right after World War I and right before World War II. And basically the Allies who defeated the Germans in World War I, they kind of made it so the Germans owed a tremendous amount of money and had very little means to make it.
Wow.
And, I mean, the mark went way, it went crazy inflation. Everyone was broke, totally broke. So sex became the business of Germany and especially the Weimar Republic, which was very liberal. And Weimar Berlin, of course, was in the center of the Weimar state of Germany.
It was also sort of the German Paris. They wanted to be like Paris.
Definitely. Well, the
same thing was going on in Paris.
Well, they decided, actually, they wanted the business of Paris, but they wanted to differentiate themselves. And Paris was known as the city of love, the city of romance.
Mm-hmm.
And so Berlin went, we're going to be the kinky city. We're going to be the wild and crazy city.
Here's the thing. Paris is a very female city.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, even the men there will admit, my cousins, that... Paris is a city that is designed for women.
Mm.
Germany is made for men.
Ah. I suppose. Except that women, I mean, just made money in Weimar, Germany.
God bless them.
Oh, it's very unusual way back when.
And they would have all different kinds of boots. Green boots would mean that you were very dominant and...
Yeah,
I think that meant you did scat or something. And then black, every color, different colored boots would mean different wild things.
But do you think that Germany is going, is veering back into those behaviors?
Somewhat, yes.
Didn't hear that.
I think the Germans are very libertine about sex. And there's a lot of great German clubs in Berlin as well as Hamburg and everywhere. There's sex clubs, there's strip clubs, there's swing clubs of all kinds. And yet it's still so friggin' cold.
Well, you know, I'll give you a little inside story. Helmut Schmidt, of course, you know who he is, right?
Hello.
Yeah, right. Helmut Schmidt did a lot of coke.
Mm-hmm.
He went to swing clubs. Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad was one of his cabinet members, literally.
Das glaube
ich nicht.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so they would go to swing clubs out in the forest, and they did a lot of coke, and they had a lot of chicks, and a lot of fucking going on.
Wow.
You know?
Well, at least they were doing it with women, because these Republicans do the same kind of thing, and they do it with each other in that, that Bohemian Grove thing. You heard about that? You mean, you talk about Helmut Schmidt? I mean, I love the guy.
Yeah, me too. Hey, listen. Yeah.
That's great.
That's why I love my dad, God. Too. He was a total fucking pervert.
And he lives in Germany now.
Yeah, he lives in Germany. He's, Germany and Cannes, and he's 90-some-odd years old. He was one of the great, the world's great arms dealers, my dad.
Wow.
And,
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, wow.
He
major
dealt to
arms
both
dealer.
Sides, like most arms dealers.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
No allegiance.
Yeah.
Money.
No allegiance.
Only to money.
Forget allegiance, right? You know. Mm. On the other hand, in Montclair, New Jersey, in 1956, 55, Mr. Edgerton, my principal in junior high school, took this girl in front of the school because she was having sex with kids, and said anybody that walks with her or is associated with her will be expelled.
It's like Hester Prynne, God. Yeah.
And he did this in front of the and I went home and I told my dad about this. And he says, tomorrow you walk her home.
Oh, all right. what a nice guy.
And I did that.
That's right.
Oh, man.
And then I got expelled. Suspended.
Did you have sex with her?
No, I didn't have sex with her because I wouldn't do that, but I took her home.
Oh, what a gentleman.
And she simply befriended her.
Yeah, she was really hot. I mean, I knew all about her. Everybody knew about her, you know. She was the little junior high school slut. So... Mr. Edgerton calls my father in, and I get into my father's limousine, which picked him up every morning to go to his office, and I would always drive up to George in his junior high school in Montclair, New Jersey. Are you listening to this, Mark? So we went into the principal's office, Mr. Edgerton is kind of very big kind of guy with a round face and red. He's doing a lot of drinking. And he says, Mr. Lofkowitz, your son, you know, went with this woman who was a... My father pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes and said, would you like a cigarette? To me.
They could do that in those
days. Yeah, then that could... You
but
could
it was
do
still
that.
A little ballsy.
Yeah, it was really ballsy. Mm-hmm. And then my father read him the Riot Act.
Wow.
And in that moment, he radicalized me. That I would never be the same.
Wow. And you would never return to the other side.
Never return to the other side.
You're very fortunate.
Yeah. Very fortunate. So I learned at a very, very young age about that kind
of... About how to smoke a cigarette.
How to smoke a cigarette.
Hey. Did you do that French thing where you take a drag and then you let it come out of your mouth and you suck it up your nose?
I used to do that.
Very sexy.
I'm a man who can do that.
Okay, let's go on to the next
here. All right. The next DVD that I'll be... Oh, my God. I really want this one. The Secrets of Female Ejaculation.
Hear, hear.
I have seen women... Yes, I have seen it, but I've never owned my own copy.
I just read your blog about G-Spot.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
In defense of the G-Spot.
Yeah.
No,
right.
it was illuminating.
Yes.
Well, thank you. You should comment.
I didn't. I perhaps should have.
I know
have,
that because I'm the one that approves the comment.
Well, I'm going to go home and I'm going to take a mirror and I am going to find that.
You will.
G spot.
That's right.
I am going to come all over my couch.
You need
any
help?
Some good kind of porn in it. You know?
Oh, I love porn.
You see a lot of G spot stuff. You see G spot stimulation through finger and through intercourse.
Yes.
So there is
I will find someone to help me. There is always a good, willing soul not far. And then Dr. Susan Block's Blonde Island.
Island of my pleasure.
Wow. Wow, in a sea of war. This looks very hot, Dr. Block.
It's very hot. That's got a lot of hot porn stars.
And I think, ooh, condoms and a pocket rocket. One, another one for my purse.
Yes.
Because you know I like to come when I'm driving.
I know you need pocket rockets for all different.
Yes,
while the state legislature is gonna come after you next.
You just never know.
No, one never does.
I happen to know that Sherry already has two pocket rockets.
That's right.
But she now has a third.
That's can't right. have enough.
There's never enough.
That's right.
You need them in different
especially,
places.
That's right, especially because I am always ready to come. I always look for the opportunity.
Now, I gave you condoms in different sizes.
Oh.
Because I wasn't sure, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I gave you the regular and then the magnum.
Okay, well,
I meet someone new,
and one of these
days,
I need a bigger one.
One of these days we need to talk about that. Is a whole thing about condoms. Are condoms made in different sizes? Are they sold like that in different
sizes?
Yes, they are in different sizes.
The magnum ones are the big ones.
Yes, I saw a magnum, and that did. I thought about that.
They have magnum extra large.
Yeah.
That's what I use myself.
It's extra large.
Yes, I would have to run the other way. I am a little girl, but
I love a challenge.
Little girls can stretch.
Oh my. Well, thank you for the pleasure.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
In the Neiman Marcus Fab.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right. That's Sherry Baby, winner of our Blogamy Erotic Fantasy Contest.
All right. And we're going to have a little commercial. Okay. And then we have two wonderful guests.
Okay.
That are at the bar.
Terrific.
Can somebody round them up?
Let's get them on.
And I just need
who wants
to stay. Okay. One of you can stay.
One of you can stay. Only one.
Only one can
choose
stay
lots.
For a while. Roll the dice.
All right.
Okay, and you're listening to Radio Suzy 1.
Don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back. All right, let's get our guests on the hot seats.
Here we go.
Something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan.
Where are these guests?
Your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
I'm back. And front. And center. Here. On Radio Suzy One, on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X, and sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, which is what you're listening to, just in case you just tuned in. This is a show about sex, love, life, and death. And if you want to talk to me, you can call me at 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068 if you're in North America. Anywhere else in the world, call 213-749-1330. Okay, that's our own number. Should we give that one out or the 670 number? 213-670-0066 is also our number. On Saturday nights, we talk to you for free. Other times of the week, well, you have to pay the rent, baby. Yeah. You know, so we charge a little money for private.
We charge a lot of
telephone
money.
Sex therapy. Well, for some it's
just download
like
your credit card.
Yeah.
But we're going to change your life, okay? You got it. Change your life.
Yeah, we're going to answer your questions. Share your fantasies. Help you cope with your fetishes. And help you get lucky because it's almost St. Paddy's Day. And, you know, you make your luck, right? I don't know if I believe in luck or if you make your luck. I go back and forth myself because I know a lot of evil, stupid people who are wealthy and famous. So, you know, I don't know if they made their luck. But anyway, we can discuss that. I have a new guest here. Well, actually, he's come back.
Yes.
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 He's come back to us. Mr. Dane Cross, welcome Hi. Back.
Thank
Award-winning porn star. And
thank you.
He's back. And you're wearing a suit tonight.
I am.
Why?
I was out at the Magic Castle.
Ah, the Magic Castle.
They have a dress code.
Right, you have to wear a tie.
A tie and an overcoat. And
right,
and, yeah.
The whole so. Thing. So, did you see some magic?
I did. Actually, I little coincidence, people from the adult industry were there as well. So
a coincidence? You didn't know that they were going to be there?
I didn't know who was going to be there. I knew a few people were, mm-hmm. but Kimberly Kane and Bobby
yeah, she's
Starr.
She's been on this show, Kimberly.
Yeah. So they were both there, Bobby Starr and Kimberly Kane.
Great. We haven't had Bobby on the show.
No, I told her about it. She was intrigued when I said, when I spoke of this place. So I might be able to lure her.
How did you speak
her.
Of this place?
I said it was nothing like you've probably seen before ever.
He probably never puts prepositions at the end of a sentence either.
He enunciates them.
He's wonderful. I want to suck his dick.
I do enunciate, but it's been a very long road to get to that point.
Do you get a lot of offers to suck your dick?
Surprisingly, not a lot.
Not a lot. We just got one.
He doesn't. Not enough.
Got lucky.
What is going on here?
That's all it takes.
I don't know if I believe.
Enunciation. We'll do it every time.
Enunciation.
Yeah.
It's magic, baby. It's magic.
It's also the tie.
Brought to you by the Society of English Majors.
The tie is actually a symbol of the dick, I think. It could be.
Really?
Or it's a symbol of bondage.
It's the symbol. Well, people who tie a knot around their necks. Mm. I think we have to think about that one.
Think about that one. Mm. It's it's definitely something intense. I mean, I think it is a symbol of the dick because it's long.
Well, it originated, we all know, from...
No, we don't all know.
No,
we don't know. We don't know.
Please fill us in.
Okay,
French. Would you like some agua?
I had some at the bar, actually.
Have some more?
Yes, would you like to have some more?
I sure.
It's green.
Yes, please.
It's green.
Don't make me twist your tongue.
You will not. I will have another. Yes. They didn't have
the salt.
Salt.
Okay. Well, would you like to lick some off of someone?
Name that body part.
Yes.
There you go. There. Shake it. Rattle and roll.
It doesn't look like any vial.
Oh, Deborah, offer him some. Healing body part.
I'm pretty well dressed tonight.
Yeah, you can find it. Find what? A tit Anybody? Or something. Huh? Yeah, come on.
What are you going to do?
Okay. We're going to find a tit to
offer
up the agua lime salt. Okay, we have to get a good shot of this. Let's have the other camera, too. This is a rare moment tonight. No, the other camera is gone. What's going on here?
We're getting.
Yeah,
we're getting.
Was it before or after? I can't remember.
Well, you lick first, and then you drink.
You lick and
but
drink.
You could lick after as well, if you like.
No, he can't.
only?
He really piles on the salt. You're a salty.
It's not good for your health.
You like salt.
It's sugary. Come on, it's sugary.
You know, Sherry's an insurance agent. I'm sure she would say she would never write a policy on someone who salted his food before he tasted it.
Or his tit.
Mm. was quite a
Now.
You got all that salt up.
Wow.
Very good.
Whoa.
Down the drink.
Woo.
And the
and that's
and that will get you lucky.
That's it.
Woo! Agua, coco leaf, liqueur.
It works really well.
With panache by
with this.
Dame Cross.
Salt. It works much better with
yeah,
salt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. From the
That's what it's
actually the other
Okay, now back to the history of something.
The the tie.
Tie, right. Yeah.
The tie in French is a cravat.
Cravat. Yes,
cravat.
I knew that.
And the cravat was imported into Western Europe by Napoleon, by Napoleonic soldiers who were fighting in Bohemia. Actually, or south of Bohemia, in what's now the northern part of Czechoslovakia, where the Croats...
They were fighting in my country, okay?
The Croats wore scarves around their necks, and the French, who could not get it right, called them cravats, exactly.
Cravate in Italian.
And in the 19th century, men wore a sort of a fanciful broad scarf positioned between two upturned, you know, high collars.
The high collar was very key.
And now, look what's going on. What it turned into. It turned into this geeky pencil neck kind of...
sexy. I like it.
It's
more comfortable than the other.
I know. It's well, I don't know. You know, I don't see how wearing a knot around your neck and then look at him. It's not buttoned at the top.
But I think that's kind of sexy when they have it like down, like
I
they've been working.
That's a look now, isn't
they've
it?
They've been breathing.
Men don't.
They had to loosen
their
tie.
They don't button the upper button, and
I don't like wearing.
I know.
So was it a special event up
poor
there
baby.
At the Magic Castle?
You know?
Just like a, no, it's always you just have to always dress appropriately.
Yeah, no, I know.
But no special. There was a magician by the name of Shudagawa.
Okay.
Who's from Japan.
Mm. I see.
And he was trained as if he was a ninja, meaning he was taken out of school at a young age and trained in the art of magic 8 hours a day, every day, growing up. So he is, his sleight of hand is very great.
Not slight.
Where did you
Not
see slight. Him? Which room was he? Was he in the close-up room?
He's in the brand new room. It's downstairs, next to the W.C. Fields bar. There's a new room that they made.
Wow.
So if you go there, there's a brand new room.
I will.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I took a class at the Magic Castle. I was a student.
Those are really good courses.
Did you learn any tricks?
I did. And then I could have been a magician member, but I was never really into magic. I have friends who are. They're obsessive.
Why did you take a class if you weren't into magic?
Well, my ex bought me a
Have
class
you ever made anything
birthday.
Disappear?
my money, pretty much.
It's expensive, but...
And a lot of guys come.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's a great place.
Well, I mean, you've made guys come disappear. I know, it took a minute.
I got it.
Okay.
Nothing's going past this point.
Nothing's going to go past this.
You're here with a young lady.
She is.
Here
yeah.
Speakeasy?
She's and, over there.
And why is she over there?
She's very frightened.
Of what?
Of what?
She's okay. I'm very socially awkward, and so is she.
Okay. Well, since you're socially awkward and sitting here, why
does she?
Because I've had 3 years of practice in the adult industry.
She's actually very very.
She's brand new. She's very cute.
Very sexy.
Oh well, why doesn't she come say hello and promote herself?
She's deathly afraid.
What is her name?
Tori Lee.
Tori Lee? Oh, she's a burning angel. Come on over here, Tori Lee.
Oh, look who...
Don't be shy.
Look who knew who you were.
She's a burning angel.
We know all things.
I saw her on the internet, and she's very beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah,
they
she's
said
just
she's
delicious.
Even though she's a Gentile, she's hot. That's what Joanna Angel said about her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Joanna being a lawnsman, of course. Lawnswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're all over the place.
Yeah. Can somebody bring Tori over here?
She doesn't want to come over.
She might. Hold on.
She might. Uh-oh. Yeah. We're trying.
We're going to...
Let's have her.
I think we have the enforcer just got
up. Yeah.
And by the way, we elected you as one of the... nicest porn stars that have been to the studios.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah,
thank
many
you.
Years. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
You
very
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
And here's Tori Lee.
Tori Lee. Wow.
Put your headphones on. So yeah, put those headphones on. Very good. Hi. Whoa. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One, Tori Lee.
Thank you.
Very, so cute. Look
very
at her.
Well enunciated. Mm-hmm. Very yeah. good. So.
Because she's a girl.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
She's hating me and very okay. nervous right now.
That's all right. That's all right.
You can be nervous.
You can be nervous, yeah. No problem.
Opposite side.
Just
of
get
coin
closer to the microphone a little bit. Yeah, there.
Get right up to the microphone like it's, you know.
Breathe deeply.
Yeah, that's good. Yes,
you're beautiful.
Right. You can hide behind the microphone.
Yeah, yeah, you can use it. It's so large.
Yeah, it is large.
It's a big microphone.
It's got a big head on it.
Big head.
And it's also got a condom, like the American flag.
So I'm protected.
Yes, you
absolutely.
Are protected. We're very safe in here.
She's so cute. Look
you know, we had Joanna on the show a few months ago.
And we just saw her
and
at Yale.
And we saw her at Sex Week at Yale. Yeah. She was one of the speakers, and so was I. I'm a Yalie. And she went to Rutgers, but she was a great speaker there, you know.
Yeah.
And you just started working with her?
Yes, in December.
Wow. So how's it going?
It's good. I really enjoy it a lot.
Yeah?
I really love Joanna.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She's a lovable
beautiful.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She made
smart,
me feel really comfortable.
Sexy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down to earth.
Yeah.
That's what I feel about her, you know. Very down to earth. So, where
look,
you come
she's
from?
Look, she's so cute.
I'm from a small town, like an hour north of Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, we won't get very specific, like ask for your address or anything. But you have any Irish in you?
Yes.
Oh.
A lot, actually.
A lot of Irish.
Yes.
Good. Tonight, you know, we're getting ready for St. Patty. So what do you advise us to do? To
drink heavily.
Drink heavily. Would you like some agua?
Please.
Yes, absolutely.
She actually likes it.
Green drink here.
Kate and St. John didn't like it so much.
No. Well, hey.
She
it here.
Preferred it.
She drank like three glasses of it, but she was
she
also
did.
Drinking Jägermeister.
Yes,
that was what
she
came with.
Well, that's her.
Okay,
point.
Now I think that... Dane should put the salt somewhere. Somewhere.
Okay.
Good.
This is a salty guy.
This is a salty guy. Yeah, open up that shirt without taking off the tie. That's very sexy.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
I like I right. like it because I can see myself in her with the level of like just
he likes to look at himself.
I like to look at myself,
yeah.
And this is what
actually,
looks like.
Actually, you do look similar. You have a similar look
and
about
I love
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be brother
myself.
And sister. But
like
you
like
know that
sister.
You're not. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So, I don't know. I mean.
Oh, I thought you were going to put it on my hand or something. I'm not going to lick it off of
you. He's going straight for the nipple.
I'd really rather not do that. I don't want
I'm
to.
Not getting involved.
No, I'm not. I'm staying out of this.
He's got this salt all over his nipples.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Good sport.
All right.
Yes.
Agua.
That was good.
That was good. That was really good.
It's got a like,
lick.
I like the
that
drink.
That was good.
Uh-huh. Why didn't you want to do it at first?
To what? This?
Lick him.
Oh, lick him? Because...
Yeah, you said, I'm not going to do it. You
I'm mad at him
this.
Right now.
She's mad
you
at me right now.
Totally
she's very upset.
Really?
Oh,
why?
Why? What did he do?
I want to know.
Because he's...
I don't know what he's
we could
not,
spank him.
No, no. Go ahead.
Or let you.
Tell us. Come on, tell us. Yeah, come on. Nobody's listening. Don't worry about it.
No. Actually, really, nobody's listening.
You don't understand. It's just us.
He's not descriptive enough.
I'm horrible at describing things in a manner to which people can understand it.
Okay. You're supposed to describe or are you supposed to describe? What did he do
is.
Wrong?
He didn't
describe
the situation thoroughly
well.
Enough to me.
Oh.
I told her about this place,
this
but
place.
I didn't tell her what Saturday nights are like.
What is it like? We're just sitting around licking salt.
Right.
And this is really hard for her.
We're
so.
Salt
but,
miners.
I mean, sometimes we do have orgies here.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Sometimes we have sex.
We
yeah.
do. We do. We
enjoy sex.
But I had sex last night, actually.
Yeah. Early this morning
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have sex like a lot of people, you know, but every once in a while we do have an orgy. But
no,
actually,
no, not like sex orgy. Like a lot of people.
Well, we have a lot of people over. We have a lot of people over when we have the orgy. Tonight is just, you know, radio show, a little nipple licking, salt,
yeah.
you know.
Nothing, you know.
Nothing too major.
Yeah.
It's all safe, clean, Christian fun.
Sex right. talk.
Yes. Little sex talk.
Right? St. Patty's.
Little okay. sex talk.
Yeah, are you Catholic? Sex talk.
No.
No, not Catholic.
I'm not religious.
Were you ever Catholic?
My family is Catholic.
Yes, so you were raised Catholic?
No.
No.
I mean, they don't practice.
They decided they would raise you as a porn star.
Yes.
Really?
Their no. subscription to Catholicism expired.
Yes.
I see.
They did not bother to renew.
Hey, talking about that, you hear what's going on with the Pope?
No, what's going on with the Pope? Oh,
man. Let's talk about class. The Pope. It's something Patty's awesome. Day. Let's talk what? About the Pope. What's going,
what's
on?
Going on with the Pope?
So, you know, he's running this thing in Germany, his archdiocese.
He's German,
yeah, right,
yeah.
Of course. And
Benedict.
Benedict, the Nazi. And he has got all kinds of pedophiles in his
archdiocese. Diocese. Yeah,
diocese. Mm-hmm. And he don't know nothing.
Oh, of course not.
Right. So the Vatican now is saying, these German people...
I've got to get it together.
Get it together. They're against him and so forth. In the meantime, thousands of kids are going, you know, I went to a little school over there and somebody was touching my little peenie and stuff.
Whoa. So everybody's coming out and confessing.
Yeah, confessing.
Confessing.
Yeah. And he knew all about it.
Yeah.
All about it.
So right. You realize what you escaped by not having to go to church all the time?
Yes.
They didn't touch
you. A cute girl like you, you would have been in big trouble.
And
you know, some of them touch girls as well as guys.
Yeah. The nuns. Yeah. Can you just imagine what the nuns would have done to you?
So kind of hot, actually. So I want to go to church now, kind of.
You want to go to church now. It's kind of kinky.
I want to go to a confessional.
Yeah,
and you know what? The insurance companies that insure these guys are putting out millions and millions of dollars. It's all collapsing. All of this fairy tale.
The
all
Catholicism.
Catholicism. All of this stuff. You know, people on mountains and...
Yeah.
You know, it's all
but
like,
people want to believe.
Lots of things seem so corrupt.
Brothers and sisters. Yeah. They want to believe in something.
Well, they should believe in something. They should believe in this chick here and that chick and this guy. They
and
should
hot. Believe sex.
No. Here's the deal. We have to get their members... to become our members.
Yeah.
Because
and,
either we believe
the
their story.
That, the way you do that is to appeal to their member.
Consensual sex, right. People. Consensual
right.
sex.
Right. Consensual.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can be as nasty as you want it to be, just consensual. Role play it.
Role play rape is what I like to do.
Make condom use sexy.
You like to do role play rape?
Yes.
Yeah, one
really?
Of the reasons...
Do you like to be the rapey or the rape?
The rapist.
Yeah. The rapist.
Yes.
Well,
that's
one of,
hot.
Really.
One of the reasons the Max Hardcore.
You know, we were talking about that earlier.
No.
All
no.
the girls were saying they like rape.
Wait.
Yeah.
But they only want to be raped by a guy that looks like you.
Yeah.
And actually, in real life, most
John
rapists
Wayne Gacy
don't
or
look like
Susie,
you.
What was the name
you
of that?
You can take my television, man. I don't care.
I'm on a mission here. I'm Max Hardcore, and I know Max... Hardcore from many years ago, and I was at Yale just a few weeks ago, and we had what's her name?
Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray. Oh no, here we go.
Sasha.
He's on a Sasha Gray.
No. I'm taking her down. Sasha Gray says Max Hardcore should be in prison. For what?
For harassing his.
For harassing and raping. He's in prison for his political movies. And you, asshole, okay, who are part of this business.
Not you. He's not talking.
No, not you.
Sasha Gray, you.
I'm talking about Sasha Gray, you.
Sasha Gray, you.
Sasha Gray, you. I am the most prosecuted publisher in the country, and I'm going to put you in fucking prison if you talk like that about one of our people. You're an asshole. You don't know what the fuck you're doing, and you can walk around with a book, Sartre, but you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And we'd love to have you on the show.
And you piss me off. And you want to come talk to me? Come talk to me.
Yes, come on to the show.
This is going to be like Bill O'Reilly, but not at all.
No, I'm sorry.
Let's get back to Tori. Let's get back to Tori.
You're going to go nowhere.
Calm
you're
down.
An asshole.
I'm sorry, right. You know. Yeah.
So, Tori.
Yes.
Before you joined up with Burning Angel, were you any kind of angel, or were you any kind of porn star?
Did you do porn? I had no porn history whatsoever.
No porn. How did you hook up?
I applied, actually, probably almost a year before my first shoot, I think.
And what made you decide to apply?
I'm a slut.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And I love her for that.
The shy girl confesses.
She's even almost too much for me. And I like a lot.
I like her. She likes sex a lot.
I really love sex
a
lot.
You really love sex a lot, and you decided to go for a pretty top company to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, Burning Angel. You didn't start with some little amateur stuff at home first?
Oh, I have plenty of those.
You do?
Yes.
Why haven't we recorded anything?
Yeah, right.
Because I don't want to document you.
Oh.
Ooh.
Am I your secret? I probably am.
You don't want to document.
You have booty call.
Yeah.
He wins awards. Maybe.
Yeah, that doesn't mean.
Hey, no. By the way.
Actually, I think
guys,
I did
convince.
I'm going to look back and laugh.
Something
because he doesn't enunciate? Is that why? Because he doesn't know how to describe
That's
things.
Why. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He didn't describe the speakeasy. What should he have said about the speakeasy?
Yeah, what should I
have said?
Said,
you're going to be on a program speaking to people who are listening.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Outside of the room.
Nothing about the sex, just the speaking part.
The speaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's not his fault.
I don't know.
He wasn't sure. We draft people sometimes.
So I want to also...
We draft some of the cute new girls that come into the speakeasy. He didn't know that because he was just here last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides the Pope, I want to also bring something else up in this show.
Yes.
MIP TV, one of the most conservative organizations.
What's MIP stand for? What's that?
MIP,
something to do with media
and
programming.
Programming.
It's a television conference in Cannes, just like the film
festival,
except this is television.
Television.
And it's been going on for decades.
For decades.
And they've always been very anti sex.
Very anti sex.
But now.
This year, for the first time in 80 some odd years, MIP TV has decided that they will have an adult section.
And I bet you're going to be in it.
Wow. And we are so excited about that because we are part of the Cannes Press Club. We own it.
Yes, we are.
We did it. We organized that when I was a fugitive from justice.
At CannesPressClub.org.
And I decided I had to go to parties, and so we started
If you're going to be a fugitive, you might as well be in France. Right. And if you're going to be in France, you might as well be in Cannes.
Right. Mm. So, but this year, for the first time in I don't know how many years, they have decided that they're going to have an adult television section. So
all right.
Awesome.
We are winning the war. They've arrested me 24 times, but in the end...
It was worth it.
I'm winning the war. Fuck you.
All right. Yay, Max Hardcore. And I see another hot-looking girl who's looking at me like... You know.
That's you with the tattoos and
the
pink
hair. The piercing.
Come on, hot girl. Let's
Can
see.
Can we switch over here?
Yeah, come on over here.
We've got
I saw you on TV.
You saw me
5 minutes.
Yes,
I
did.
YouTube, it's nearly the same.
Oh, okay.
Or YouTube.
I saw you downing a beer on Valentine's Day.
That was my most popular video.
Yes.
Yeah, PBR will get the subscribers.
Yes, very good. Very good. Tell me your name again.
I'm Penny Z.
Penny, that's right. Penny for your thoughts. Feelings.
That's clever.
You've heard that, right?
It's original, right?
Yeah. I know. I swore I wouldn't say that, too. And I couldn't help it. But, okay, so now I see all your tattoos because you were wearing a very, very nice, very...
Yeah, they're colorful. Peeling because it's brand new.
Are you a porn star also? Or
I am not.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Mm. Not yet, right. If the visual effects thing drives up, I'll find my way there.
So are you getting lucky? Are you a part Irish?
I am part Irish. I'm part Callahan. And my birthday is midnight on St. Pat's, so it's kind of, I've co-opted it as my holiday. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I always celebrate on...
Does that mean something?
No, I don't think it means anything.
Oh.
But it makes for a good party, you know, because I can invite people to, like, that don't even want to come to my birthday. And it's like, you want to come to a St. Pat's party, they'll come, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Are you having a St. Pat's party?
I don't know if I am this year. I think I am. I think I'm probably not
either
on St. Pat's,
though.
Either
that or you're going to do a YouTube video where you drink. And
I'll probably just do car bombs or something like that on
YouTube. Are you going to have sex, you guys?
No, we're just talking about it.
No, it's okay if you want to have sex right there.
We're almost done.
He was patting me on the head because he's a patronizing asshole.
I'm not a patronizing asshole.
Wow, there's a lot of friction here.
No, there's
really
not.
Exciting. Really. I mean, usually people are all nice to each other. And
no, we're nice to each other. We just like to play jabs.
Well, yeah. Let's jab some more. You know what they say. I mean, after a good fight, you have hot sex.
Well, we
try to mix the two.
Yeah, we try.
Right, you fight and have sex, and fight and have. You know, you could tie each other up to the in jail here. We have a jail right behind the, the radio console here, and we have a number of whips. Have you noticed that?
I noticed.
Have you ever whipped your friend Dane here?
Never.
Would you like to?
Yes.
No.
That's a really quick answer.
No, that's so bad.
I would love to beat the shit out of him.
Because I'm dominant and she's submissive.
Yes, but he doesn't like it when I slap him in the face suddenly.
It makes me angry. It turns me into the Hulk.
Yes, and that's better for me, actually.
It's better for her. She's trying to provoke me to be more rough with her.
Like, oh, I see.
It's so ridiculous.
She's feisty.
She's really feisty. Mm. I'm not, yeah. It's.
But you're a guy, you got that upper body strength, right?
Yes.
You're going to prevail.
Yes.
Do you like for him to prevail, or do you want to, like, tie him up and fuck the upper body strength?
It depends.
Yeah.
I moved at the time.
How long have you two known each other?
Not long.
2 months.
Okay. You haven't done a scene in a movie together?
No.
Who have you done scenes with?
I have only done one scene, and it was a hand job.
Ooh.
A hand job.
A POV hand job.
Watch out, the tables are moving.
Really?
The table's shaking.
Who did you stroke?
Nate Licker.
Nate Licker?
Yes.
Nate Licker.
He's in AA.
Is that as in drinking or as in cunnilingus?
He's just adorable.
He's a really good friend of ours.
I really enjoyed it.
Did he come all over your hand?
He came all over this area, my face,
your
chin.
Face, you kind
I mean, he
of
came
stroked
like
it right up
not like
face.
All over my face,
oh,
but
fuck,
my mouth,
man,
and chin. Yeah.
I can't take
and
this
shit
anymore.
And made it like bubble up, like, it was cute.
The prince is bubbling
was cute.
Up over there.
Very classy.
Wow. So that's how you started, and do you know what your next scene is going to be?
No.
Maybe with me.
Maybe with him.
Maybe.
Really, in a Burning
probably
Angel
with
video?
Probably not.
I want to do mainstream.
Just a regular porn.
Angel. But yeah, I want to do Burning Angel as well, but mainstream. I want to...
Mainstream porn?
Yes.
Or mainstream... Okay. When
yes.
you say mainstream now, it doesn't mean,
well,
like...
I want to do all kinds of porn.
And porn is totally mainstream now.
Porn
it's totally
is mainstream.
Mainstream. Yeah.
So you mean something like a Vivid or a Wicked type
yeah,
of...
Yeah, whatever.
Or
you know,
whatever.
All kinds of stuff.
Not alt. Right.
Not just alt.
Right. But you like
definitely alt, but...
But you do
branching
else.
Out into everything, like...
Because he's not very alt. He's
I
very
mean,
mainstream. Dan.
Yeah, I want to do.
He's
all
on
kinds
the phone right now. He's
stuff.
Very busy.
Oh God, he's
signing
on the phone.
A contract.
People wanting to come.
How do you feel about that, Penny?
About what?
Well, Dane being on the phone.
I kind of think it's kind of rude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's all right. You know, it's the new age.
At least get on the microphone so we can
hear
what you're saying.
Yeah, so we
can
hear. And then, who are you talking to?
Isaiah, you're on radio right
you're
now.
You're on radio right now.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
What's up?
All right, perfect.
Perfect.
So what's happening?
You are.
Do you guys have any cheesecake?
We're coming on each other.
Are you getting lucky?
Are you getting lucky?
Am I getting lucky right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know. I'm flipping a coin.
Okay.
You're flipping a coin. That's
getting
boring.
Well, we already have a penny here. Okay.
It's
gonna flip me.
So.
All right. Go back to talking to him off the air. He's boring. Okay. Flipping a coin.
Okay,
we're
we gotta
about
close
done.
On block,
but
we're gonna,
do
continue.
An after
but we're gonna close
mean,
on
gonna
block
continue.
Talk radio. We're gonna close on block talk radio, right?
Are we gonna? Are
we're
we
closed.
Done with the
okay,
show?
Goodbye.
We're done.
No, okay. We're going ahead.
We gotta go. I want to thank everybody that's been on the show tonight,
yes.
including Tori.
She's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
And please
Nate
don't hate
Frost,
me.
Thank
no,
you.
No, Penny, you're great. You guys
and
are fucking
Shari
great.
Baby and Christina and Auntie Deborah and Max and everybody. Brandilio, Mar, Juxley. We haven't had any calls. Very few calls.
One call. Yeah, you know, one guy's
Hillary on
feet,
phones.
You know.
Lisa is our producer. Lisa, let's take a picture. Everybody, come back here.
Over here.
Do a group picture back here.
Take
okay.
off your microphones.
Yeah,
don't trip over the wires.
And you who are listening, stay tuned to Radio Suzy 1. There's other shows to listen to. And in the meantime, I want you to be good, be happy, have a great St. Patrick's Day. Get lucky.
Get laid.
And get laid. And in the meantime, make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
And you've been listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web.